How did Michael Rapaport become one of the most hated people in the history of reality television shows? He's on now to explain that. Good morning.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
We thought you were going to be in studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's 3 degrees, so we have a little problem, but, you know, I'm here right now, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're not really here.
I apologize. Yeah, but, you know, but I'm here. So,
Is it because it was 3 degrees?
Maybe 3 is an overstatement. It's actually 2 degrees where I'm in right now. But
I think you're right.
Yes.
It's cold as F outside, yes.
No, so what, the car won't start, or did you oversleep, or did you decide it was too cold to make the drive, or...
It could have been a combo platter.
Okay.
Oh, combo
Any
platter.
One of those or all three.
Is there a drink with that?
Yeah. And how much is that?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let's pivot because we're here together. I've been with you guys before. I always like your chill disposition. And
is that sarcasm?
Friday, man.
Nah, he means it.
No, I like it.
It's full of love.
Oh.
And yeah. I like coming into Bon Jovi, too.
That's my, never mind. I don't want to get in trouble.
That's his intro music.
It's one of my least favorite songs from him.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, give me something, you know, like, you know, give me Bon Jovi. Give me, you know, Living on a Prayer.
Wait a minute. One more time.
Hold on.
Feel it. Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, stop.
Right.
What are we, in high school?
Seriously. You're not Bruce.
Bon Jovi, though.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to be negative.
No, of course
I want to be chill.
We're all positive.
So we love you in the trader. Or traders.
I'm having
whatever.
A good time.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time. It's very fun. It's very interesting. Process very interesting to be a part of it, very interesting to shoot it because I'm such a fan of reality shows, so it's reactions, you know. Oh, humongous.
Wow. Enormous. Like which ones do you watch?
All the Real Housewives. I don't know why they haven't made the Real Housewives of Bridgeport. I feel like Connecticut.
That's what we're going to do.
Right, why not?
We were just talking this morning. We're going to make our own. We're all inspired by you.
Yeah.
By the way, on this show, we thought you were the best thing to happen to the show.
You caused this, yes.
We thought it was like Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Like once that Sergeant Hartman leaves,
yep,
it's over.
It's just done, yeah.
The
key focus. We thought
you were the guy.
I like that analogy. The Full Metal Jacket analogy is a very, very good analogy because it's... Once he left, it's one movie, and the other movie is a great movie.
It's a good movie.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
But
different.
It ain't as good as the guy blowing his head off in the bathroom.
But the yelling. That's, but the taking these kids that are dopes and shaping them into men that are going to be shooting at people.
Exactly.
All of it.
And he only has a couple weeks to do it.
Yeah. It's necessary roughness.
Yeah, and the energy.
Yep.
Yeah, so you brought this energy.
Yep.
And it's like, wow, there's an intensity, there's an energy.
This
He's
conflict.
Got all these people. It's like you smack the bee's nest.
Yeah.
And it's like, everyone's like, ah!
Right, there's conflict.
And then you leave, and they all settle in.
Yep.
And they all start strategizing, and things make sense. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. I want to watch them all going crazy like a bunch of crazy bees.
Yeah, smack.
You need some chaos.
You need chaos.
Smack the nest.
Yo, I really, 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 really appreciate and dig that analogy, and I'm going to continue to. Because I said the other day, I felt like I was Allen Iverson when he took the Sixers to the finals. Like, I carried those first 5 episodes on my back, Allen Iverson's MVP season.
Yeah, practice.
But, you know, that's
my game.
Practice.
So, but the Full Metal Jacket was even better because it has a beginning, middle, and end. And you could reference, you know, when I left, you know, that's when the other movies start. Whether it's a good movie or not, that's up to you.
It's
I appreciate that.
It cooled right off.
Exactly. Yep. It went dead.
I don't want to say it's unwatchable.
Yeah.
But it's unwatchable.
It's dead to me.
No, I liked the first 4 seasons.
Yeah.
And then five episodes, and then of season 4, and then it just cools right off.
Yep.
Ruth, would you agree with that?
Well, me? Absolutely.
Ruth is a big fan.
Love you, Michael. Oh, you're awesome.
Thank you, Ruth. You enjoying it? What is your takeaway?
My takeaway? I just love that you're able to have risen above all of these crazy reality stars and be the one that, like, no, he's got to go. Congratulations right. on that.
Yeah, how do you become the most annoying people in a room full of the most annoying people on the planet?
It's tough to do.
That might not be the right word, though. See, that might not be the right word. I don't know what the right word is, but that might not be the right word.
Annoying? Or
annoying.
It might not be the right word because... you could say the realist, or you could say the most
high maintenance.
You could say the engine. You could say the engine. You know, like of the car. Like, and then like the, you know, then you got to like, I don't know. You yeah. get electric. You need to call AAA. You got to get this thing. You know, we got to get this thing. Some gas, or we got to, you know, pump the engine. I don't know, but you know, like, listen, I was very aware that it's a show. And, you know, obviously your intention is to win, but to be totally, totally, you know, honest, I didn't go there to win money. I went there to put on a good show. And it's because I'm such a fan of reality shows. Like, I kind of was envisioning while I was doing it. I remember coming home and telling my wife, I said, I almost felt like at times I was watching myself watch in a reality show. Like,
no,
it was almost like a movie to me, like, or a TV show. Like, it was like a performance in a way.
Well, yeah, yeah. You're an actor.
Version of myself.
Yeah. You're an actor who loves reality shows.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know which part I'm going to play in this house.
Exactly.
Your plumber.
Exactly.
Your plumber called this morning.
Yeah.
He heard you were coming.
I heard.
He's great. He protected your privacy completely.
He did. Yes.
But he talked about what a great human you are.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, there's one side we see on social, and then there's another human being. And, like, I get that. Like, you knew, being a fan of reality shows, I know what this show needs, and I'm going to bring it.
Yep.
First of all,
and imagine if I went on there being soft and demure and, like, you know, like, oh, what'd you guys say?
Boring.
Like, oh really? Are we having smoked salmon?
Yeah. Who is everyone talking about on that show? You.
Yep.
And that's what your goal was, and you achieved it brilliantly.
Stand out.
I wish it was a little as contrived as that, but I you know, and there's so many things. I'll tell you something, the way they put the show together, as someone who respects storytelling and film and movies and all that stuff, there's so much footage. You know, there's 23 people to service 23 storylines, no matter how big it is, how small it is. This person doesn't talk, this person's boring, you like this person. They do a very good job of piecing together the best stuff to move the show along in weekly hour-long segments. And that's really what attracted me to the show in the first place. The drama, the campiness of it, the silliness of it, the tears, the highs, the lows. And that was a really cool thing.
Okay, what I'm shocked at is that no one has started making video. Like, there's not a series of videos of people going to restaurants and eating like
they
you.
Are.
Oh, they are.
AJ.
Chaz.
Yo.
Chaz. Yeah. Yeah.
Chaz.
I'm missing this?
No. You got to go on. You could go on TikTok or you could go on my Instagram because I put them all in my stories. There's a story called Rappaport Eats. And I'll tell you the best part of it is I've gotten so many from kids, like 10-year-old kids, 11-year-old kids, and that was worth all of it.
Nice.
I mean, they're doing it, and it's so funny. And, you know, kids doing it is literally – it's just – I never imagined or thought that people would get off on it. There's hot girls doing it. There's guys doing it. But the kids doing it and then imitating my voice – is just something that I feel privileged to have being done.
Yeah. Well, I definitely got to check that out.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. It's funny.
It's on my page. You'll see Rappaport Eats. There's a few of them up there. It's pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, apparently it was happening. I didn't know it was happening, and I was shocked that it wasn't happening. That, you know, why isn't this a thing? Why aren't people going to restaurants and doing this in front of strangers to film the reaction of the strangers?
Yeah.
Watching me, like
you know, I had somebody come up to me when I was in Starbucks and say, you're not eating the way you're supposed to. that's where we're going to draw the line.
That's
we're not going to be harassing me because I'm not stuffing my face in you know, with a blueberry muffin.
Well, the good thing is you're not spilling any food with your face on the plate.
That's the way to do it. Why do all that work? There's a big risk.
Like, That's what I'm talking about. And also, it's like, you guys grew up watching Two Girls, One Cup. Like, this is not the worst thing. Mm. Some people are like, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Really? You watch free porn as a teenager,
right?
Your entire life. You saw way worse than somebody politely shoveling the food. And the wardrobe department never thanked me, because I was really doing them a favor, because if I spill on my wardrobe, they have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I was being a professional.
Exactly.
That's what a pro does.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how they eat in like some third world countries. They eat like that because they don't want to waste any food. They just put their face in a plate and just shove right in.
Prison.
I've seen
it. And when there's no cameras around, that's when I do something that might be a little bit, something to, like, take note of. I was doing that for the cameras. I was sprucing myself up because there was cameras around.
But do you lick the plate afterwards?
No.
Oh, you should.
Well, only my wife.
Yeah, yes,
my
yes.
wife.
You know, do right. lines.
Yeah.
My okay. wife at home, not in public.
Okay.
Not in public.
Just checking.
Michael Rappaport, live on the phone. He's at Stress Factory tonight and tomorrow. We're linked up at WPLR.com. We're talking about the show Traitors. And he was banished.
Yeah.
One of the moments that became viral is your speech after you were banished.
So good.
So good. So good.
So good.
Did you know it was coming,
so
or was that you were surprised and that was just a spur of the moment?
Well, no, I knew it was coming, and I had told them earlier. I said to them, trying to tell them, and I said, I'm quoting myself. I said, yo, you vote me off. You're voting off the smartest, the dopest, the best looking faithful. And I wanted them to understand that there was a reason why I was letting them know. It's kind of like some, you know what? We've quoted a Full Metal Jacket.
Yes.
I mentioned Allen Iverson. Now I'm going to take it a step further. That was like some Muhammad Ali type of stuff. Like I'm gonna knock him out in the sixth round.
Right.
And I told him, I said, if you vote me off, I'm gonna stand up there and no one's ever said that. I was trying to let them know, you got a guy here that is a faithful. And if you don't listen to me, here's what I'm gonna say. And then and one thing they cut out is because I said, does anybody want to say it with me? Because I told him, I said, you guys know what I said? I'm going to tell, I told you what I was going to say. Does anybody want to say it with me? And they were baffled, man. The looks on their, they were baffled.
Nice.
By what was happening in front of them. Trying to put on a good show, man. Listen, it's a show. It's a reality show,
yeah.
But it could be called a show in the reality, reality
genre.
Near you.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Huh.
But I had a good time. But I did tell him, exactly how it was going to go on. Just like Ali said, I'm going to knock you out in the sixth round. Boom, he knocked him out in the sixth round.
Nice.
Yeah, they got you off of there, and I just thought that was a bad move for the show.
Yeah.
A good move for them.
Yeah.
Because yeah. No one, by the way, was talking about anyone on that show but you. And Phil said this during the break, that no one heard of the show until the little clips of you became viral.
Yeah,
and then was like, what is this show?
The focal point, yeah.
It's a good time. Ruth, how do you feel about this season compared to other ones, Ruth?
This is actually the first season I've watched. And I also have heard about it because of your clips.
So I brought in new viewers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to inflate my head, man.
See, it's a win-win.
The three of you pushed the needle. Like, yo, this is crazy. You guys are really, this is one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. You guys are really making me feel like a champion.
No,
here.
First of all, they're going to bring you back somehow.
They have to.
You know, whether it's the next season or they're going to be like, no, we need more Michael.
Yeah, made
like,
a mistake. He's got to come back.
Yep. Like, cut the cowbell. It's
yep.
like, there's
I hear the bell.
We're missing
cowbell.
Something.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hollow now.
Yeah.
Yo. So now we got to add more cowbell to the list of things
that's right.
that we've
referenced.
That's
right. You're the cowbell.
Right.
This is sick. This is sick.
Depends on what
it is. So sick. This is sick, man.
So another moment that went viral on the show, when you talked to a guy who was like gay or whatever, and you said, if there's anyone great at keeping a secret, it would be you. And now that went nuts that, for all the wrong reasons. People thought you meant it that way, but you didn't mean it that way.
No.
No, I didn't mean it that way. And that went nuts for all the wrong reasons. And, as much as I like to talk trash and, you know, brag and boast and make fun of myself and all that stuff. That definitely wasn't my intention.
Yeah, you're not out to hurt anyone's feelings.
That's not you. Yeah.
Nah, for me, when I grew up, we called it snapping. You know, now they call it roasting. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like to keep it in that. And, you know, sometimes it's misinterpreted. Sometimes you could say something about your mom having, you know, like being cockeyed, and then be like, yo, my mom really is cockeyed. And like, oh, I didn't know.
It's like, oh,
cockeyed,
man.
You know?
Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you say somebody's mom is cockeyed and then she actually is cockeyed and that's the thing, but yo, I didn't mean that. But, you know, like, you know, she does need to shave. You
right.
know, like, okay, so, you know, so.
And we're going to go right back to mom.
And both eyes are beautiful.
Exactly. Go right back to mom and go harder to mom, but just don't mention the eye that wanders to the left, you know, while she's looking right.
Just say mom's scanning. She's protective.
Those are
exactly.
some brutal times.
Yep.
But do you want to get maybe we get her an electric razor so she could shave quickly because the beard, like, it's coming in thicker.
Yeah.
And like, and I know, like, you know, like in the afternoon, like, you know, how the hair is coming.
5 o'clock shadow.
Pop
yeah.
right through this. Exactly. And,
yeah.
and your mom, you don't want her walking around with a 5 o'clock shadow.
Your mom was a brawny man.
The your mama
exactly.
jokes are
right.
just so brutal
yeah.
with a group of friends.
That's awesome.
Just brutal.
Yep.
Brutal.
Exactly. It's so much fun. Can you? I wonder, do kids do that now? I think that's like something that's.
They're in their phones the entire time.
Some,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they roast
that
each
was
other?
One of my favorite
they talk.
Yeah. Me
they
too.
They do it over text.
Yeah, bold caps.
Exactly. Do it over text. So
yep.
Like, you know, hey, my mom actually cross-eyed. Stop saying, like, OMG, sorry, I'll erase that. And
right.
then they delete the text. And,
yep.
Right. Or you do it behind their back.
Right.
On text.
Sitting
yeah,
a
right.
gaming lobby for like Call of Duty here where people are saying to each other.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Michael Rapaport is on. He's at Stress Factory in Bridgeport tonight, tomorrow. Two shows.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We're linked up at WPLR.com. You're on a lot of shows. Would you do another reality show?
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know.
You're detoxing from this one?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, To be totally honest, you know, somebody there, maybe I might have my own. Who knows?
Why not?
Where, you know what I'm saying? Where
yeah.
like I'm, you know, who knows? But I don't know. You know, I knew that people, like I said, I was a fan of the show. So I know that people like it. And, you know, this show is obviously this season. It's more successful than the previous season. It'll keep on growing. Obviously, the reason why the success is because you three pushed the needle and tipped the scales. Again, shout out to the big three of viewership, you guys. And so I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I definitely had fun. I love the response. And
first of all,
the videos
and
all of it.
The people who invested in this show, the executive producers,
yeah.
they are already saying, we need more Michael.
Yep.
So that offer's coming.
That phone call's coming.
That offer's
yeah.
going to come.
Yep.
So get ready for that one.
Yep.
And then if you did your own reality show, would it be based on something like this, something like Real Housewives? And
I don't
who
know.
Would you
I
put
mean,
in
you know, I like when you mix up different kinds of people. I feel like this does a good job of it, but I would like even more of a mix. Like you could even... You know, where you get, you know, celebrities, you get athletes, and then you could also mix in regular people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like where it's because when you the thing about this show and some of the shows that people love is that when you quarantine or isolate, you know, there's no phones. We don't have our phones. And when you take, you know, people out of their element and you. Just they're just people that sort of stardom, fandom, and pecking order sort of it's very primal in a way, you know, like people sort of have cliques and all
yeah.
those things. And that idea, I like it in terms of mixing and matching of people. But I mean, this is just an idea and something that was brought to me so far. It's just a little inception idea.
They should have you shopping at Costco. Done. there's all factions of life in Costco.
Yeah. Babe, what's the name of that place we like to go shopping at for food? Yeah. No, the other one. There's another restaurant. The place in Connecticut I like to get. There's a supermarket. It's very, they got like, you guys know what it is.
Whole Foods? Whole Foods?
No, not Balducci's, not Whole Foods.
Trader Joe's?
Not Trader No, the one Stu where Leonard's? They got like the little... The,
Stu Leonard.
Which one?
Stu Leonard.
Stu Leonard.
Stu Leonard.
Nice.
Stu Leonard.
There you go.
That is an experience.
Yeah, so there you go.
I love effing Stu Leonard because it's so big.
You mean the star?
It's kind of like like a mix of it's not as big as Costco. It's got the produce and the high end.
It's got a farm
and
feel.
The low end.
Yeah.
It's got the whole thing. It's because you could get really like, you know, sort of fancy cookies and like, you know, basic Oreos, and you could get all kinds of exotic sodas, and you could get like, you know, like your Diet Cokes. And then they got like little things like in the hidden little things that pop out. That's what I'm talking about.
They got a band playing on top of an aisle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's the first place I ever had jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go in there on a Saturday and eat well just on free samples.
Like the free samples people must have loved to see Michael. They're like, I can't wait to see what weird way he's going to eat this.
Nice.
Yo, that is funny. That's funny. I'm surprised they don't have more of a problem. See, it's different if they had a Stu Leonard's like in a walking city, like in New York and Manhattan, it wouldn't work because
could
the free
imagine?
Food, you'd have people coming in there literally having breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, that's their meal source, yep.
You walk out of there going, why am I wasting all my money buying stuff? I'm stuffed.
Right.
Stu Leonard.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good store.
Yeah.
Here's a reality show you should watch. My son had this, had me and Jennifer watch this.
What's that?
Over the break. Baddies.
Baddies.
Has anyone heard of it? Baddies?
No, first time. Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's all African-American women.
Okay.
And they go crazy on each other.
Oh, wow.
Baddies?
Baddies.
Baddies.
Oh, baddies. Baddies.
Baddies.
No, I thought you said daddies.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Baddies.
I've seen clips from it. Yeah, that to me is wild. I've seen clips from that show. Yeah, they're fighting. Like, they literally fight and they... Yeah, that's too much for me.
Yeah,
that's too much for
me. Jerry Springer.
How old is his son?
Okay.
He's 32. His best friend is in a relationship with an African-American woman.
Yes.
And he's the kind of guy you would not expect to watch this show.
Yeah.
But he, like, you know, it's forced watching, and then all of a sudden you love it.
He's into it, yeah.
And then now my son loves it.
Right.
And then he played it for us, and we're like...
Now you love it.
I don't love it. It's like watching... A train wreck.
Okay.
You know, I could take it in small spurts.
Right.
Almost like clips. I can't watch a full episode.
Yeah.
But there's always a fight.
You know what?
There's always yelling. Someone's getting a wig pulled off.
Oh, yeah.
There's a shirt getting ripped off.
Yep.
They have a Reddit thread for this, and there's just a screenshot of someone mid-fight, and she is wound all the way up. This is not a slap. This is a punch.
Yeah. You know, what show my wife, I don't even know how she... wound up on this, and we're deep reality people. Like we're hardcore, and you can only watch so many things within the day, and you know and then I like my sports, and you know, then I have to, you know, work and like be a civilized person. But my wife yesterday, we spent about 3-4 hours watching. We've never watched it. We've heard it. We've seen clips. 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
That's a ton of fun right
just
there.
Just the title.
Yo, I mean, this is, again, you're like, is this supposed to be funny? Because the girls themselves, they're funny, they're self-effacing. But then, like, is it abuse? Is it almost like taking, like, a person with, like, I don't know, who can't see and throwing them in traffic and, like, kind of watching it? Or, like, what is this? Because they had a scene where they were swimming in a pool. And, you know, the girl was talking with her husband about how much it benefited her, like the health benefits of it. And I'm like, oh, this is sweet. And, you know, obviously the producers are rooting for them. The audience is rooting for them to get their lives together. But then I'm like, when they do a shot of the 1,000-Pound Sister underwater and like they're showing her underwater, I'm like, this is I don't feel like that's compassion. I feel like, you know, that's very, very, very bizarre.
Yeah.
And you're putting it up there for us, and no one's going to say it. It's like, oh, she's just swimming. She's not just swimming.
She's
it's
feeding.
Not like,
is her mouth open? Getting all the krill. She's breaching.
So, but we were watching that for, and then I did a show last night at the Stress Factor. I came back. My wife was like, this is the final season. I said, you've been watching this alone for the whole time 3 hours. I can't turn it off.
No,
I
was like, yep.
Then she goes, I heard she gets bit by a camel at a zoo. I have to see that. I'm like,
you got to see the camel.
You're not rooting for. You're looking for a woman that's overweight to get fat punctured out of her forearm. This is not. Yeah. You know, like anyone said, and you're talking about oh, Michael Rapport eating food. You watched a woman get bit by a camel at a zoo. A woman who's 567 pounds.
Right, that puts it in perspective.
Exactly. Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, we got to roll. Michael, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate
you're always
welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
I appreciate you guys adjusting on the fly with me. I appreciate the support. And tell your son, to also watch Traders, because with that fourth viewer, who knows where we can go.
That's going to be me sending him. That's what I'm sending him
over
today.
Over the top. Here we go.
Thank you, Michael. Michael's at Stress Factory tonight, tomorrow. Two shows both nights. We're linked up at WPLR.com.